From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. According to the latest Marketplace Edison research poll, a majority of people think that financial institutions and tech companies like Apple, Amazon, and Google have greater sway over the economy than the president, Congress, or workers. Molly Wood is the host of Marketplace Tech. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Sabri.
So this was a big majority. 78% of Americans say financial institutions and tech companies have a great or good deal of influence over the economy. Does this make sense to you, or are Americans overestimating the power of tech and big finance?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple things that are interesting about this. One is that it was a very unified result. Mm. It crossed all the demographic lines. It was male, it was female, it was Republican, it was Democratic. The people at Edison point out, though, that it's not unusual for people in America to think that companies have a great deal of power. What's notable is that it was only about 68%. It was a majority, but 68% of Americans said the president and Congress have similar amounts of influence on the U.S. economy. So it does speak to the sort of the mix of perception and reality about the power of these companies.
We ascribe a lot of power to these large companies, and then we put a lot of pressure on these companies. For example, Bernie Sanders had pressed Amazon to raise wages. Eventually it did. Are they leading, or are they having a lot of attention drawn to themselves?
I think we are increasingly seeing policymakers start to ask the very real question about how much influence these huge companies do have on our economy. In fact, Federal Reserve and economic policymakers in Jackson Hole, at the big summit in Jackson Hole, were talking about the impact of tech companies, partly because of their sheer size and how they're starting to have economic impact that actually goes beyond what policymakers can necessarily do.
We also asked people about the spread of false information on tech platforms, and 74% in our poll say they are worried about it. Tech companies have had to answer questions on this and are out there promoting their efforts to do something about it. You've been reporting a lot on this. Are the tech companies taking this concern seriously?
I think these companies are taking these concerns seriously, but not to the extent that it would damage the business model, I guess. And so it is notable and increasingly important that you have this many Americans concerned. Nevertheless, I think the response of the tech companies does seem to be in direct proportion to the amount of concern and outcry about it. And so it is really important for Americans to say that they're concerned about it and they want these platforms to do better because, frankly, that's the only thing that's going to push them in that direction.
Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.